But the one that actually really grabbed my attention is the Range Topper. Okay, it's expensive, almost 700,000 rand. Yeah. You will get 100 rand change from your 700,000 before adding options.
I'd rather buy a Passat.
No, because a Passat doesn't come with a 206 kilowatt engine.
Ah.
And it doesn't come with all-wheel drive either. And it's actually really sporty to drive.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look at what they tried to do with the boot.
Yeah, it's like a fastback.
A four-door with a fastback. That's why it looks so funny.
Yeah.
It's a four-door fastback. The boot is huge, by the way. It's 563 liters.
How long is this car?
4.8 meters.
No, it's long, eh?
No, it's quite long. It's but it's not quite and full-sized car.
And it comes in convertible.
No, that's just the concept.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Although it does make it pretty convertible.
Yeah, it looks better in a convertible than it does with a roof. The roof with the fastback looks funny to me.
Right. Now, the problem is the diesel version. The Volkswagen calls it their performance diesel.
Yeah.
But it's only 130 kilowatts. And in isolation, it's fine. But once you've driven the 206 kilowatt one, it kind of falls flat.
Okay.
Imagine this as a larger, more spacious and sleeker Golf R.
Okay.
And you're just about there. Except it doesn't go verpa.
Okay, it doesn't go verpa.
Now, only problem here is at that price tag, between 600,000 and 700,000 rand. If you're going to pay that much for a car, you probably expect a prestige brand.
Yes.
And Volkswagen might think of themselves as a premium manufacturer.
Yeah.
But they dominate the small car.
Yeah, they're the
and
people's
the
car.
Basic
I mean,
budget
you know, they were positioned like that for ages.
So it's VW. I mean, it's Polo's fault.
Exactly. So, as brilliant as this car is, and as much as it deserves to succeed, I still think, unfortunately, that South African buyers will ignore it.
So, if you took a Mercedes Benz or a BMW badge and you plucked it on this,
it would sell by the hundreds.
Really,
You know what? It's you know, all jokes aside about the Passat and this car are similar. And the Passat didn't do that well.
I mean, the Passat doesn't even sell in double-digit numbers.
Exactly. But do you think it's to that point that
it's,
you know, if you're going to spend that money, you want a more premium kind of badge?
I think you're right. It's the badge.
It's the badge.
The badge is the problem. And you know, and maybe doing what Toyota did with Lexus with this would be better.
Yeah, and put it under a
different brand. Put it under a more luxury brand because you know they are synonymous with the Polo, the Golf GTI, the little kind of pocket rocket. This is not a pocket rocket.
Mount